It is Monday morning with Tracy and AJ.
Hey! You really thought you was gonna sip some coffee and not listen to my bitch ass?
Not today. Mm-hmm. So, are we just gonna like jump right in it today?
I don't know. Do you want my like random thought of the day?
Yeah, please.
Like, when I think of like listeners and stuff like that, like if you're not listening in the morning, like, wouldn't it just be funny if somebody's like, oh, I didn't listen to Hair Mafia, and they're like next to their partner in bed, just like, like laughing. And then it's like, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, just pretending to be asleep. It's like, I don't know. Like, I just want to be like your secret lover, like your guilty pleasure.
You can be.
Mm-hmm. I've also wanted to be a stripper, a bike police, a green Power Ranger, all the things. So
you can be all of those things.
I know. It's called role play.
Exactly.
Also, the thing about feet porn keeps coming up. Like, not for me, but I'm like, that's like...
They have only feet. Like, the only feet accounts.
Yeah, like, what would mine be called?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
That would be something to think about. I thought about starting a feet page and just, like, dipping my feet in everything. Like, this drink, Jell-O, pot roast, hair extensions...
Like twirl it like spaghetti.
Just anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like braid it with my toes. I don't know.
Maybe I should just release whatever. This clip. So I was on this bachelorette trip like a year and a half ago. And this guy, we were the only two guys on there, probably because we were gay, whatever. And he was just drunk and being obnoxious. And he like fell on the floor. And I just happened to be like laying on the floor next to him. And my foot was in the perfect position. And I just stuck it in his mouth.
Okay.
It didn't do anything for me, but it was just like gross because like he kind of just like let it happen, and I was like, I don't think it's because you were
like
drunk.
Was he like passed out drunk?
No, he was like alert.
Oh, he was just like
alert.
Awake, but he was like,
I can't believe you stuck your foot in my mouth. I was like, you kind of sucked my toes. Like, I think you can believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you charge him?
I don't know, because I might make money off this video. But yeah, that's my random thoughts of the day. And how come there are no male strip clubs here? Like, where I gotta go?
Well, they have, like, the traveling male strip clubs. Mm-mm. The Male Review or the Male... Have you...
AJ, I don't want to be a Chippendales.
That's what I'm saying. No. That's all they are.
I want to go to, like, private parties, like, bust out of a fake-ass cake.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I just thought of something, but I can't talk about it.
Why can't you talk about it?
Because I just can't.
Or, like Star Wars theme, be like, hold the lightsaber, ho. Wow, wow, wow.
That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Who says you can't do stuff? I am going to be a stripper now that you say it. I'm just going to go for
it. Let's just do it.
I mean, they have amateur night at where
go
night trips,
get, just
at wherever.
Get you some custom 40-inch look like Venus and be like, cover it up. Make a mankini out of
who
hair.
Who has to cover it up?
Well, no, I'm just like, you can't just bust out and be naked. You gotta just tease.
Have you never seen amateur night? These girls aren't, they just take it off and then they just walk around and collect the dollars.
Do you
want to
be an amateur, or do you want to just be like eyes popping, lips busting?
Just think about Black China. So she's an ex stripper. You know how much her OnlyFans makes? $20 million a month. And that is no lie.
Dang.
And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I could do better.
You probably could, because I'm just like, I don't know. Some days I feel like I'm built like a BMW, just a body made wrong. And then other days I'm like, hell yeah.
Well, so.
What's the topic of the day? What are we just going
to shoot the bullseye with? We're just going to utilizing an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost my assistant. I didn't lose her. She works next to me, but she's no longer my assistant. And I've hired a new assistant.
I don't want to jinx this. So I'm not going to say nothing.
No, I think she's great.
Okay.
Hopefully we won't have to talk about her, but I really don't think that we're going to have to.
In a negative way.
Because we have just in 6 months gone through 2 front desk people, 1 other assistant.
T-Money.
What?
Do we need to give the update? We got cyber bullied.
Oh my God, I know.
Can we devote 2 minutes to it? And it was the most random thing talking about assistance. And then I have a mini update. I might die again. Yes. Like, but you know how I picture dying? Like, I don't know if I'm going to heaven, hell, limbo, whatever.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm going to see the devil's dick. I just want to know. But the other part is, I just feel like at my funeral, like, y'all just going to be crying and shit like that. And I'm just be like, I got bored. And I'm just come back. Embalmed and all. Just be like.
That'd be fine.
Like a stiff person.
Like Pet Cemetery, how they come back. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, hey, this ain't too bad. I'm like, AJ, calm down.
For real.
It'd be fine.
I want to be dramatic at my funeral. Like, can y'all just, like, prop me up, like, on a cross? Or is that, like, sacrilegious?
I don't know.
In this okay, day, just dress me goes. In a robe with fur on the wrists.
Yeah, we could do that.
Sometimes, oh, this is really fucked up. I'm getting off subject. But, like, I used to want to work at a nursing home. And this is probably, like, real illegal, but just, like, really care. Really can't. Well, because, okay, I went down the rabbit hole and I was watching this saddest shit where, like, people were putting hidden cameras in their, like, loved ones' rooms and they were getting abused. And I was like,
oh, yeah, that's
all
definitely...
I gotta do is treat them so good and I'll be in all kind of wills.
No, that's true.
And I'm just like, all these people would die and I just, like, never have to work out of necessity. I mean, I'm sure a bunch of family was like,
who's this guy?
Yeah. Okay, but let's go back to our cyber bully. You know, I just
okay. So before moments. before we get into utilizing an assistant, we had done a previous episode.
Like, how is this part three? Okay, like, get out.
This isn't going to air probably for a while, but whatever. So if you're listening, we did. And we've talked about hiring and firing and letting people go. And we've never said anything negative as far as, you know, we let our front desk person go. He still gets his haircut by AJ. We let our second front desk person go. I still do her mom's hair. And actually, she quit. I was going to talk to her about her performance and she's like, I'm just quitting. So we're like, okay, fine. No
after
hard feelings.
Lied.
No, no bad blood. No nothing. We had let an assistant go and we did a small bit about that. That was our episode was, you know, really get into... And we were actually just bitching about the hair schools. Like, you guys need to, like, do a better job of teaching these kids, like, mm-hmm. what, I mean, girls, boys, whatever. Or even, I mean, because they are kids whenever they go. I mean, now if you're, you know, AJ already knew. He was old enough to know. He already had his own business whenever mm-hmm. he went to hair school. But a lot of people don't know these things. And that's what we turned our episode into because we felt like she really didn't know anything. And it wasn't
even... As a young adult.
And it wasn't even that she didn't know a lot about doing hair. Like, we fully expect that. She didn't know a lot about the world or just about...
Things as a whole or in their entirety.
Things as a whole in this industry, not much. Not about, like, business licensing.
And she knows a specialty, which is... And it's so fascinating. I'm like, when you learn about what she does, it's pretty incredible.
It's actually really cool. There were no hard feelings. We did let her go. And she agreed. She was like, I agree.
She said it was mutual.
She said it was, yeah, she was like, you know, it's all here. The feelings are here too. And it was no big deal. And we never spoke of her again at the salon. People are like, oh, did you get a new sister? I'm like, yeah, you know, she just wasn't working out here. Literally, that's all we say. We don't sit around and talk about it all day. We don't care. We hope she's doing great. Mm-hmm. So we aired an episode on Christmas. And we were, you know, just going over like our Christmas stuff. Well, we had figured out that day, and I'm sure you can go back and listen to it, obviously, that she was teaching a class and talking bad about us at the class because this is such a small industry. And so we just touched on it. We were like, this sucks. Like, we've never talked bad about you. And here you are going teaching classes and talking about us and whatever.
But that was like the opener.
That was just the opener. That was just the opener. But it just goes to show like how catty the industry can be, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And go back and listen to the episode. But we literally didn't say her name, still not saying her name, didn't say what school it was at, didn't say anything about anything. Well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, you know, waking up one day, getting my coffee, and I see this message from someone who shares her last name. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it was her dad. he was really rude and really,
what were the time stamps on? I feel like that's
critical. One was like 11:30 PM. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm old. I'm already in bed. One was like 11:30 PM. And it was just like, you know, your last podcast was disgusting and gross and hateful. How dare you? You know, and it's just, I mean, I'm not going to, I can't even read it here anyways, or else I would. But just, I'm going to personally petition to make sure that you never teach again.
You as a mentor.
Yeah, you're an educator, a terrible mentor.
You're pathetic. Okay, y'all know I'm dramatic. But
no, but literally these were the words that
how dare you this is just how I would
this is just how I would expect him talking. But those were the words.
Yeah.
And then of course I didn't reply, and then at like 2 a.m. it was like, hateful, toxic environment you have going.
And then a kid starting and out was how you raise whatever.
And I don't even know. And I was like, first off, I never said I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm not a teacher. I don't have a master's instructor's license. I can be an independent educator if I want. That's anybody anywhere. I'm like, she's the one that went to a school and taught, and she's running her mouth about us. That didn't happen. And I'm like, okay, I would be more than happy to sit down with you guys again, her, you, parents, the school, whoever I need to talk to. And I will freely talk about her attitude and her performance. Like, no one's brought anything up. No one's brought up any names. No one's brought up any. I'm like, do that many people actually listen to the podcast? Because that's kind of cool. We've got like our first hater or you know, first cyberbullier.
Yeah.
But I did ask an important question, and it wasn't to blame AJ, because I'm not blaming AJ. But I'm like, so why didn't you reach out to the other party?
Because I had more interaction with her, and I was the tattletale. So I'm like, choke me, daddy.
Exactly. But I said, or do you just like harassing females?
Because I'm really big on that. I don't know kind of where this came from, but I'm like, I don't necessarily like when men express like disdain toward like women and there's like another party, especially like a male party. Like, I'm not saying you're not capable, but I'm just like, why are you addressing her?
Yeah, why not reach out to the podcast?
Yeah.
And just say, hey, I don't like what you guys did. That would have been fine.
And that could be the relay of information too, because I'm like, she and I got along well, and I think that she saw me kind of through like rose-colored glasses. You know, just like, so well, maybe she didn't think I did anything wrong, but also you being kind of like the figurehead of the salon, I'm like.
Well, yeah, he was like, you didn't teach her anything. You didn't blah, blah. I'm like, well, number one, she didn't want to learn anything.
Because
like,
you were teaching her things, and she kind of would just drift off.
She would drift off. She would walk off. My assistant now, I say, here, let's see how you are on the mannequin. She'd. Does it openly. She does anything I ask. She wants to sit around. She wants to learn. It's just a different vibe.
It is. And it's,
it really is.
It goes back to fit, which this kind of all kind of ties into like having an assistant, like how to utilize an assistant.
Right.
So the foundation is you have to have a kind of a certain tenacity.
You have to want to do hair first off.
Yes. And if you don't have a goal going into it, I think that you have to be quick to kind of develop it and find footing. Not like the first week, but it's just kind of like,
well, no,
get a feel, find who you are.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So yeah, that was like our first thing. And then I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Cause we like to resolve conflict. We don't like to just, I mean, I just like to rant. It's just who I am. And sometimes it just comes from a place of hurt feelings, like hurt people.
But you're not hurting anybody. I still am confused about the message myself. But yeah, I haven't really heard much. I just said what I had to say. Oh, it went on all day. And then he was just like, I'm like, okay, but I don't. He's like, why do you care what a kid thinks about you? I don't.
Which is funny because we represent too. I was like, it's going to be put as like an adult versus a kid.
No, I knew that it was going to be that. I knew that I was like, this is why I almost don't want to say anything on the podcast, because I'm going to look like I'm a 40-year-old woman, like bullying an 18-year-old, you know, precious angel. And I'm like, hey, my kids do shit that they don't want me to really know about. And they're like, oh no, well, I didn't take her makeup and I didn't do this and I didn't do that. It's like, did you ever think that maybe she's lying to you? I mean, I don't know. That's just a thought.
What if they were like, hey, why don't you work there anymore? Like, oh my God, they were trying to kill me or whatever. And it's
right.
Like, I mean, I would lie about why I'm not working somewhere.
Well, so would I.
Because I don't want to use the word fire, but it was just kind of like, this isn't the best fit. And we were just like, we think that this would serve you better.
Yeah. But I'm like, so I guess you're saying people at the school lied? You know, the whole thing was dumb. But first time for everything. But no, so this goes into utilizing an assistant. And thank you for bringing that up because yes. I forgot.
3 points and a prayer. I'm ready.
I only have a few points written down. Okay, my first one is like literally like he said, like make a plan because everybody is just not at the same level. Like
right.
Some people are like, psh, I'm ready. Let's do this. I'm comfortable doing a lot of things. I've already like been doing clients throughout hair school, whatever. Or I've had an assistant that was 2 years out and wanted to be like an assistant. And I'm like, are you sure you've been doing hair for 2 years? She's like, I just want to be an assistant. We had that girl shadow us. Mm-hmm. She's been doing hair for 5-6 years. And she was like, maybe I just want to be an assistant because I kind of like that structure. I like just doing that a couple days a week and then doing clients a couple days a week.
Right. Or and some whatever. People like to follow leadership rather than be in charge.
Right. And then some people are like, I know nothing. Please, mm-hmm. please help.
So maybe like, the flip side to that point is, I don't say know your weaknesses, but know where you need to improve. Like, what is your lowest?
Yeah, what's your comfort zone?
Yeah, like, what is the thing that you're least experienced in, but is a foundational point?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it's just like, we can build upon that. Like, I'm going to make sure that when I have this type of client,
right,
and you're not comfortable with it, like, you're going
to
be there.
Because that's what I preach to Allie. Like, she's my new assistant now. She's really sweet. But I'm like, I don't want you to ever be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I will start adding more on whenever you get comfortable doing certain things. And if she says like, oh yeah, I can do extensions. Well, I need to see that. I'm not just going to take your word for it, you know? Right.
Especially like and when you're at a specialty salon, it's like, if your salon is like good at blonding, they're going to want to see you do blondes.
Absolutely.
If you don't have a portfolio of some sort, and it's like,
right.
Okay. But also if you just have pictures, like we want to see it in action. I think that's just a reasonable thing. So when you beat around the bush, it's a pink flag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with that, if someone does come in and say like, I know nothing, I need help, or I just graduated, then me, myself, I know that I'm going to have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a hard couple of months because, well, they're not going to know how I work because I don't work like AJ and AJ mm-hmm. doesn't work like me and AJ doesn't work like Caitlin and I don't work like Raquel and Sydney. You know what I mean? Like we all work different and we want to all utilize assistants differently. Mm-hmm. And we don't speak the same language right off the bat.
Yeah.
And it's also like, I feel like a lot of people will bring on assistants just to immediately be like, start foiling, start sewing, start glazing, start like, they're already just so busy. And I've purposely made myself not busy because I knew that I was going to have a new assistant and right. I wouldn't let Caitlin overbook me these upcoming months.
Because mm-hmm. There's a difference between like being patient, throwing someone to the wolves, and then feeding them to the wolves. You know what yeah. I mean? It's like,
yeah. Do you have anything to add?
I did, but it slipped my mind. It's going to come back though.
Yeah.
Well, and also too, like, because I'm at a point where I'm like, do I want an assistant like 1 or 2 days a week? But literally, like, my issue, which is not a bad issue, it's like, I need somebody to help me finish. So I'm like, I feel like as someone that wants to utilize an assistant, I want to be at a place where I kind of have like, I do have regulars, but I'm like, I want to be able to be like, okay, I'm going to book all these because we can tackle this together versus like, okay, will you blow dry and curl them? Like, that's how I feel like it would be reduced down to.
Yeah.
Because I don't mentally know like, okay, this is what I want to implement with them. And I want them to have like a good experience versus like, okay, I'm getting paid hourly to just, you know, whatever.
Just hang out. Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I'm contributing something. And then when they leave, they have like a skill, a couple
of
skills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I know why I do certain things and I've done different foil patterns on the same person, like 8 different ones. And I'm like, 'cause that's what I felt like during the day versus like, I need to communicate why I did that.
Yeah. And that's what Well, right now she's only doing like washes and blow dries mm-hmm. because that's just what we're comfortable doing. Hopefully, yeah. You know, as time goes on, she'll be able to be, I'm like, here, foil that side, here, foil this side. And then
she's confident with mixing, you know, it's like she, cause again, the last assistant, one of them, they're just like, what?
Mixing what?
Yeah. And it's like,
but then they wanted to take clients and I'm like,
When can I do your root touch up? It's like, huh?
It's like, well, I don't know if you're ready. Mm-hmm. Implementing. So I know that whenever I assisted, I don't know. I just feel like what AJ said, like you're there to, it's like a win-win for you guys. Like she's here to help me, or he's here to help whoever my assistant is.
They
are here to help me just do anything. Like either, I mean, even if it is like just do my blow dries for right now, or help check people out, or help pre-book, or, you know, things like that. But in the interim, they need to be able to definitely learn skills.
It's like having support staff. I feel like maybe that's the mentality. I feel like when we say assistant, it's almost like you work for me, do what I say, versus like, we're a team. I feel like that's how some people use, like, do what I say, versus like, we're a team, I want you to learn. Or it's like, what if I do get sick one day? It's like, I want to be confident that you can fill my shoes and I may be able to keep a couple of appointments.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. It's like, hey, I don't want to cancel you, but you've seen Allie before, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Are you coming? Because some people want their hair done on that they look forward to. It's like, first day of school, and you lay out your clothes and you like sleep next to me, like, I'm ready. Can't wait to show off my bell bottoms and khaki shirt.
Well, yeah. And you do want to be able to like trust, like, okay, cool. I can, because that's what an assistant really does. Like for me, in the beginning it is harder and you have to be more patient, but that's okay. But you end up trusting them with a lot of things.
And it's cool to see them kind of mimic you.
It is.
It's kind of like, oh, that's how I do that. Cool.
Yeah. And then you do see them growing and they become more confident in what they're doing. And then you see them like doing like techniques that you've done on their own clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see like little light bulbs and stuff go off, because there's certain things that I've tried to tell Caitlin and she probably didn't get it. She just was like, okay. Yeah. And she was it. But then like, she's like, I get it now. Mm-hmm. And I can't even explain what these little tidbits are, but just like, you just end up getting these bits of information and it's really cool to see.
Even sewing extensions today, I'm like, the more you do something, I'm like, oh, I could do it that way. Or, oh, I should have been doing this a long time ago. And it's like, it's not that you don't produce solid work, but just like something inside your mind clicks and you might not even be able to verbalize it, which is like, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It is really cool. But one way that I don't utilize assistance is bitch work. I think it's rude. And I think that it just
go get my coffee and my dry cleaning and be back in 7 minutes.
I know. Things like that. We had a girl at our old salon, and I'm not going to name names, but she had this assistant, and I was like floored because I literally heard the entire conversation, and I was like, I mean, is this chick for real? Like, so this girl would leave. It was like a Votech or something. So she would only help her like half of the day, which I've had a girl like that before. And she showed up and she was like, okay, so I'm like going to Mexico this weekend. And so what I need you to do is I'm going to give you like a couple of my credit cards and I need you to go to like TJ Maxx and like Marshall's and like Ross and like get some stuff and like bring it up here. And I'm going to go like try it on. And then like whatever I don't want, just like take it back. And then you're going to take the rest and then like go get my carry on and like pack it. And then, you know, just like pack up like some extra stuff for me. And I'm like, is this... What?
That's a personal assistant.
Exactly. But I'm like, excuse me. Like, I felt bad for the poor girl. Needless to say, she was her assistant for about 1 week.
She's but like, I'm not your bitch.
But I'm like, things like that. And I get like the tearing of the foils and the washing of the bowls sometimes can be kind of annoying. But I feel like salon owners take advantage of assistants way more than they should. Mm-hmm. Like, hi, I don't want to hire a cleaning crew. So you're just going to sweep up everybody's hair and like, you know, wash the windows and like clean the bowls. I don't think that that's right. I don't think like, hey, you're going to fold all the towels all the time. Like,
I'll be damned if I'm Cinderfella in this mug.
Cinderfella. But no, I mean, I don't think that those things are okay. I mean, I get that sometimes they're going to need to do certain things, but
that shouldn't be the only thing.
Absolutely not. And I think, but that's where like it sucks. It's just like, so then this person's just going to do all this crap for like 6 months, not really learn much. And then, you know, down the road, they're going to hire their assistant and be like, clip my toenails or whatever people do.
Not clip my toenails.
Or you know what I'm saying.
Not for rub just my like, feet. I've been on them all day.
Or just like ridiculous stuff. Like, I don't know.
I think this kind of goes both ways. Because even when we had one of the assistants that we've referenced, I do remember she would stand by me because there were days where it was just like me and her. And I was like, okay, this is a good opportunity for me to kind of communicate with her. I think you need to find like the communication style because you can say something to somebody and just it doesn't land. And then like once you kind of like learn them, you learn to phrase things a certain way because you can see like the wheels turning. You're like, you don't know what I just said, do you?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't even know what, you know, a tip out is or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think also too, as the stylist, you kind of know your client, but it's like you do have to like teach them. But the line too is like there are some things that you want to like teach, but you can't say it like in front of the client. Because like a lot of people's hair, for lack of better words, are like wrecked. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like you have to prepare your assistant for that. Like I've heard you say like, I'm going to do this technique, but only on this person. So, like, don't put that in your memory bank.
Right.
Like, this is just what works for them. This is not
a universal. Or I'm adding in gold, even though they say they didn't want gold. I'm adding in gold, but trust me, and you'll end up getting it.
Like, yeah, like, you can't tell them that.
Yeah.
Or, like, when you say, I'm going to add in warmth, I'm like, I'm going red. No.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
You're going to make my hair brassy? And I'm like, no. But on the assistant side, because this happened, don't ask questions that alarm the client. Like there are some things like, take this to the break room, write it in a note, text it so you don't forget it. But don't be like, why I look like that? This is two different colors. Or on the other person, that looked white. And I'm like, but these things have happened in a short period of time.
They have.
And you're just kind of like, or be able to read like context clues. Like if I give you a look, I'm like,
if my eyes like go huge, just be quiet. Okay, well, we're kind of like running out of time. So.
Yeah. And just kind of like, what's this last point?
Bitch work is not cool.
Yeah. But also too, like, just remain calm. Like, there are things that happen in hair and they're like great moments to teach. But it's like, do not panic. There's something that when you learn to like breathe in and breathe out, Instagram is a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
Go to like Redken's page or like Schwarz Kopf. There are so many color lines and they give you formulas or there's somebody I'm like, take a minute, go to the back, like, hey, I'm gonna put a treatment on your hair and figure out how to counteract whatever the heck went wrong. Or just flat out be honest. In closing, one of my favorite clients, and we referenced them on our Halloween horror stories, where someone wanted to harm me, being dramatic, but you can't kill me. I got 9 lives. I'm like a cat. My cat is fat. Anyways, he found out I was doing her hair again. But you know, I kind of never left his zeitgeist with the word of the day. Just kind of still in his atmosphere. And he was suspicious of it. And someone slipped up and told him. So I might have a couple caps in my ass. But
I doubt it.
Hey.
Oh.
Well, you know, I'm a little skinnier now. So no waste, no case. Anyway, that's all we have for you today.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Have a great week.